producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Woo-hoo, I'm so excited about this. Oh, we got a lot to talk about. Oh, my gosh. First of all, okay, first, it's my husband's and my anniversary. 19 years. I put this on Twitter. I got him drunk. Yeah, everyone's like, you know, how the hell did you get anybody to marry you? I got him drunk. That's what I did. And also blackmailed him. I had so much scoop that I could use, that I could tell his mother. And he was like, fine, what do you want? What do you want? Marry me? I'm going to be 26 and I'm getting old. Fine, I'll marry you. We could always get divorced later. And don't worry. No, I had a lot more stuff to blackmail him on, you know, as we went. And here we are 19 years later. And still, we are united in bondage or matrimony. And, no bondage there. Listen, I will.
Bondage, matrimony, same thing, right?
Yeah. True that. Listen, I am going to celebrate. We are going to celebrate the anniversary a little bit later. And I would appreciate about 2.5 minutes of some quiet. Okay, but then don't worry, I'll be back on social media and back to work. So, it's good. What do you get your husband that you've been married to for 19 years? You know, if I ask Corey, what would he like? Okay, for our anniversary, what would he like? He'd probably say silence. He'd probably say some alone time. He may say, can you shave your legs for once? He doesn't ask for sex anymore. I know. I mean, maybe if I was better at it, he would. So, no. You know, and it's okay. I mean, yeah, he's going to get sex, but he doesn't ask for it. That's not, you know, in the olden days, that was great. We women, we didn't have to buy our men anything for their birthday. We didn't have to buy them anything at all. All we had to do was go, okay, let's have sex. And it was good. They were happy. They, you know, now I think he'd really prefer soap on a rope. I mean, that's how bad it's become. So, 19 years, thank you all for the happy anniversary wishes. But that's how I kept him. A lot of you women are like, how do I keep my husband? You know, how do I prevent him from cheating on me? Or whatever. Threaten them and make them so fearful. You know, them leaving you, they, you know, wouldn't be able to, I don't know, tie their own shoes. And after all, you know, years and years of manipulation, he's going to stick. I think he'll stay with me another 19 years. So I'm not so much excited that he's going to stay with me for 19 years more. What I'm excited about is I did it. I'm not very successful at a lot of things. I mean, look at my radio career. I mean, please, okay? Yeah, you guys listen to my show and go, really, that's the best you could do? But I got my husband to stay. It blows my mind. Just blows my mind. Okay, but that's not what I'm really excited about today. Okay, no, not even that. It's an anniversary, like I said, you know, man. What I'm really excited about is we have somebody new, okay, at GCN Network. His name is Blake. So I know, a new employee. You know how you get all excited when there's a new, I know, fresh meat. You know, now we get to mess with them. We get to scare them. I mean, you know, because it starts getting boring. Now it's not the same old people. Now you got Tom, you got Kyle, you got John, you got Shane. All right, good guys.
You already started hazing him over here. So, I mean.
You did.
Tag, you're it.
Oh, man, I cannot wait, but I'm going to be done with Blake. I am going to be so done with him. He is going to be crying and never wanting to come back to radio. Poor little boy. Oh, I cannot wait. Fresh meat. So exciting. You know how difficult it is to be a new employee? I was a new employee, you know, when I worked at a restaurant. There was a lot of women. Women are rough. Okay, guys are easy, you know, because the pranks all have to deal with urine or defecation. So, you know, you're prepared. Boys are prepared for that ever since they've grown up. But women, you're not prepared. I mean, I had an older sister, so I was kind of prepared because, ooh, she was rough. But when I waited tables and I was the new girl, oh, my gosh, those women circled around me like vultures. They did not like, because here I was all perky. My breasts were all perky. That was when they were above the apron. And, you know, I'm like, I'm going to get good tips. I'm going to joke with them. I'm going to be all cute. And these women hated me. So they made me work the smoking section that had stairs and trying to carry a bunch of plates, a full rack baby back ribs up a bunch of stairs is difficult, but I could do it. I was pretty athletic at the time. And again, I was a little bit more aerodynamic because the breasts were where they were supposed to be. And then, you know, they started to like me. And they were like, you want to know what? People come, you know, because Dolly's here. And so maybe we'll all get some tips. And I think I personally helped raise the tip bar. Well, also, I gave tips back if they were too small. I'd be like, $3. Come on, $3, really? You know, I mean, back then a $5 tip was a good tip. Yeah, I'm like, oh, no. I'm not going to give you change with singles, okay? I'm going to give you change in fives, and you're going to leave the five. So I was able to extort a lot of tips, and it was good. But being the new girl anywhere is really, really rough. And so what I suggest you do is if you ever are the new employee, this is what I suggest. And Blake, you can listen or you don't have to. But what you do is you find one of the superheroes, like, for example, at the network. You know, there's somebody there called Dr. Dahlia, okay? And what I would do is buy her a present, okay? And you suck up to the right person. She's going to make everybody treat you just like gold. So Mama Doc, okay, I'm the mama, okay, of the group. Come to Mama. I will nestle you up against my bosom. I will offer you the protection that my lactating breasts can give you. And I will make sure that Big Mean Tom and Big Mean Kyle and Shane and John don't rip you a new one. I will thoroughly protect your sigmoid because that is what I do. I protect it. But remember, you gotta buy the gift, okay? Because right now, there's no love. I mean, I don't know you from, I don't know, Peter, all right? But you better make sure you kiss up to the right people. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Gay men may finally be able to donate blood. Can I say it's about time? This FDA ban has been lightened and lifted, but I'll tell you what the restrictions are. And Chipotle, back in the news, more E. coli. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the tiles. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Tom's mad. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay. I've been getting some emails of people kind of freaking out about the FDA lifting its lifetime ban, or accepting blood donations from men who have had sex with men. And guys, quit, you know, freaking out about it. I mean, okay, this is a good thing. This is a very, very good thing. And I think there's a lot of misconceptions of blood and HIV and who could be infecting the blood supply. And I think gay men should have every right to donate blood, okay, as anyone else. And so this lifetime ban that was lifted is a move that I highly, highly support. I don't like that there's still another restriction that apparently, men who have had sex with sexual contact with another man still has to wait 12 months, okay? Because in a way, that's still banning gay men. You know, it's like telling a heterosexual, okay, I'll let you donate blood if you haven't had sex in a year. Now, maybe that's a lot of married men. Who knows? But, so what? You know, you're in a relationship. You know, to go sex without a year is a long time. So I'm still not, you know, completely convinced that, you know, we've been as progressive on that note. But, you know, people shouldn't be panicking about HIV and the blood supply. First of all, they test the blood supply. But the reason why I think it's so obsolete having any ban on somebody based on their sexuality. All right, now, IV drug use, that's a whole other story. But discriminating against sexuality when it comes to blood supply is stupid. Because how do I know, all right, that I wasn't cheated on? You know, Nevada Blood Donation Day, and I'm going to be working on blood donation days in your respective cities. It's going to take a little bit, but I'm getting there. But Nevada Blood Donation Day is going to end up being in 2016, I believe April 23rd. All right, and me and a bunch of people are going to go and donate blood. How do we know we weren't cheated on? What if we were cheated on by somebody who had sex with a man? Right? Or had sex with somebody who did IV drugs and has HIV. I don't know. Yet, I'm allowed to give blood. I fill out my questionnaire. I'm like, hi, yeah, everything's fine. I'm in a monogamous relationship. Let me donate blood. So if nobody really, truly knows their HIV status, then either restrict everybody or don't restrict anybody at all. The reason why they have to test the blood for hepatitis and for HIV is because they have to, nobody knows their HIV status. You know how many times I got stuck, you know, by needles, you know, going through training? Now, I've tested my HIV status, I've tested my hepatitis status, and I'm good. But like I said, what if, you know, somebody cheats on me? And then here I am thinking I'm safe, and I go and I donate blood. Meanwhile, I have no idea that I'm carrying something. So at that point, I think it's stupid to say, all right, you know, you had sex with a man a year ago or 9 months ago. No, you don't get to donate blood. Get the blood and test it. Now, the argument that people have, the reason why people are so critical is like, yeah, but HIV can hide out. It could take a while for it to come out and test positive. You're right. It can. For heterosexual or homosexual. For a person that uses IV drugs or a person who lies and says they don't. You're 1,000% correct, which is why they test the blood. I mean, you know, we all could potentially infect the blood supply, not just gay men, which is why it is stupid to just isolate one demographic. And listen, we don't have enough blood. We don't. By the way, can I just say that my gay male patients are probably one of the most judicious when it comes to screening and doing their STD panel. I can't tell you how many married men come in, you know, heterosexual men, and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm checking your cholesterol, your sugar. Can I do your HIV or your STD testing? No. No, you know, because the wife's right there. No. Why? I don't cheat on her. No. Fine. All right. And, you know, and later I come to find out they lied. You know, somebody comes in going, look, I'm positive for chlamydia. I think my husband was cheating or the wife was cheating or, you know, and so I, you know, get my gay men on the clockwork. Yeah, if you're going to check my cholesterol and all that, you might as well check, you know, because I was in a relationship 5 years ago, even though I'm in a monogamous relationship now. Can you just make sure I'm still good? So, it's obsolete. It's moot. At this point, we need blood. We need a lot of blood. And so anybody willing to donate. Now, again, I mean, if you have HIV or if you think you're at risk, whether you're heterosexual or homosexual, don't. Please don't. Okay? You know, if you're really, really sick, if you, just came down with, I don't know, norovirus or E. coli, you know, or you, I just got exposed to something, hold off. Donate blood when you're healthy, okay? You know, if you don't mind. But, you know, if you're healthy and you've been doing everything, you know, you're supposed to in terms of protecting yourself and making sure you're screened, by all means, I want you to donate. Again, there's still rules and restrictions. And it's frustrating. You know, every now and then you hear people that, you know, these stories out there where they said, you know, they had to lie to donate blood. just because they couldn't because they were gay. And it's frustrating. You know, now, can there be transfusions that transmit HIV? In theory, yeah, but again, it's rare. They test it, and, you know, right now, see, and that's the other thing that's very interesting. Once in a very, very blue moon, okay, you hear of something contracted with blood. Very rare. And you're like, well, how could that happen if they, you know, didn't allow this group to donate or this group to donate? Like I said, you know, people could lie. People could have no idea. You know, I diagnosed a married man, heterosexual, who claims he had no sexual experience with anybody with HIV. Alright, you know who gave it to him. So, it happened. So, like I said, let's kind of, you know, maintain and, you know, continue some obsolete rules. Okay, blood donation is low and we need as much as we could get. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Chipotle has been linked to a second E. coli outbreak. So Chipotle stock, I guess, went down again this week in the wake of news that there is a second outbreak of E. coli. The CDC said Monday that it was looking into an outbreak of a different DNA fingerprint of Shiga toxin producing E. coli that sickened 5 people in North Dakota, Kansas, and Oklahoma between November 18th and November 26th. In each case, the person had eaten at a Chipotle in the week before they got ill. The restaurant chain's reputation has already obviously suffered in recent weeks after 46 of 53 people sickened during an earlier E. coli outbreak reported to have eaten at a Chipotle restaurant. Yeah, this has got to be really tough if it's one of the most popular, you know, food chains. Yeah, you don't have a lot of fast food places. There's a Chipotle there. I mean, you know, how many people in the city had eaten there? But doesn't matter. All right, you know, if somebody claims they ate there and that's what they, you know, they trace that strain down, it's, you know. Earlier this month, the company, I guess, also had issues when 120 Boston students said they got norovirus and not E. coli, according at a Chipotle. So they're going to be looking at this second outbreak, and they could test the strain. They could chase the strain back. You know, and how do we diagnose the E. coli? How do we diagnose a norovirus? We do the stool cultures. They're going to give you little containers. I know I've seen them. They're pretty tiny. They're kind of funny looking. You're like, I'm supposed to put that where? No. We give you a big container like a big bucket. You poop in the bucket. It's actually a bucket that you can put on the toilet seat because it's very hard to take the cup and try to catch it. You know, those of us women trying to pee into a cup, you know, usually it gets all over our hand. But when it comes to the stool, nobody really wants to put a cup. It's very hard to. You know, you start to kind of clench up. And you're like, nah, I can't do that. So we usually give you something that sits on the toilet seat. And then you kind of like an adapter. And then you sit on that and then you poop into that. Then you collect your stool. You know, the kids try to come into the bathroom, you're like, get out of here. You know, the cat always climbs up on the toilet going, what's going on over here? You're like, get out. And then that's why you need to lock the door. And then you collect it and then you drop it off. And so then the medical provider can run tests, stool cultures, ovum parasites. Sometimes I run a C. diff if somebody has diarrhea that doesn't go away, Clostridium difficile. And then we find out what the cultures look like. We treat you. Sometimes I'll treat you before the cultures come back because it could take 3-4 days. And then the health department gets notified. Health department gets notified. They're like, all right. And then they contact the patient. Like, where did you eat? Let's start, you know, tracing back where this could come from. Because they want to make sure that, you know, they could contain the outbreak. And that's how it works. I know, kind of a stinky story, but we had to talk about it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack. attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And for those of you who want to quit smoking, we are coming up with a New Year, New Lung program in January. If you live in the Southern Nevada area, email us at drdahlia.com. Go to our website, click on the link, email us. Let us know that you want to quit smoking. Again, it's a free program. We don't want you guys to pay anything. We just want to get you off smoking. Many of you guys are going to make a New Year's resolution, and we want to help make it stick. So go to drdahlia.com, send us an email, and we'll give you guys the GCE details. It should be a lot of fun. If you notice, I haven't talked about Star Wars, even though I saw it. And I don't think anybody should be talking about it. I can't tell you how many radio hosts or even TV people almost blew it. And I guess, you know, people tweeted and all that. All I could say is it was definitely worth the wait, definitely worth the hype. And, you know, I'm really proud of the way that many of these trilogies, or now sixologies, although it's going into the nine, so what it would be called, a nymphology, do things. I think it's very, very well done. You know, it's funny because, you know, my kids, they loved it. But, you know, they asked me which one I loved the most, okay? Remember, the first three Star Wars to us were the ones in the 1970s, okay? I don't know if it's called A New Hope or you know, I mean, obviously their name, The Empire Strikes Back, et cetera. I just remember Star Wars 1, 2, and 3. Oh, The Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back, and I really don't know what the first Star Wars, it was just called Star Wars. All right? Yet the kids' first three were the ones that they grew up with in the 2000s, right? Because it went back and it confused everything. So when I say the first one, they were like, no, you know, Anakin stunk. I'm like, no, you don't understand. The first one was the first one. And, you know, and I told them, I go, look, you know, when that happened in the 1970s, you know, and it wasn't even just the special effects, but back in the 1970s, you had Mark Hamill in a spaceship, and you saw the bravery he had, and you saw him going into the nucleus of, was it the Death Star back then? I haven't seen the movie in years. I mean, what, 1977? We're looking at 38 years ago. And you see him, you know, going into the Death Star and that sort of strategy where you go into the nucleus, and it was just fascinating. It was so new. And, you know, these kinds of things are very hard to reproduce and replicate now. You know, like Die Hard. Die Hard, that movie, I thought was brilliant back in the 80s. You have a cop, but rather than being, you know, the superhero type cop, I mean, he's kind of funny and he's humble. He's like, gosh, I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time. I don't want to be here. I should have been in Philadelphia. I don't, you know, and that kind of attitude. And those things are great. And then other movies start to replicate. And, you know, X-Men is, I believe, coming out with another sequel. It looks, you know, any movie with Michael Fassbender, I'm there. You know, but I mean, X-Men, I mean, how many more movies? Okay, I mean, it's not very new. It's not very fresh. There's another Avenger movie, and it looks good. But not, I mean, you know, not like the first one. You know, and then Independence Day, they're coming back with another Independence Day. So, you know, my suggestion to any of these movie producers is, okay, great job with the sequels. Keep it up and we all enjoy them. But please come up with something new and earth-shattering. I'm sorry, Avatar to me was not the earth-shattering movie of this century. Okay, Star Wars and Jaws were in the 70s. In the 80s, we had a lot of, you know, interesting, good movies that I think, you know, are considered classics. And I think, but, you know, you start, you know, once special effects come into play, it's been done. I thought Transformers was well done, but still not going to be considered a classic. So, you know, thank you guys for all the sequels. I'm excited to see all the sequels, a lot of good movies, but I really want to see something fresh, something not done that you could come up with a series. And maybe that's why I credit Ted so much. I mean, I know a lot of you guys think that that shouldn't be up there in, you know, new and innovative, but it is. I mean, it just, well done. Alvin and the Chipmunks, no more sequels, please. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Colorado 13-year-old dies while playing the choking game. Guess this is really popular. It's called Suffocation Roulette. It's called Cloud Nine. Or some people just call it the choking game. Memphis Burgess, a 13-year-old from Colorado Springs, Colorado, was found by his dad December 10th, kneeling against his closet wall with a soft rope nearby. He was only 13. The dad thought that the boy was messing with him, shook his shoulder, and then he saw that he was blue and not breathing. Apparently the choking game, which has been incorporated into a lot of, I guess, sexual acts, unfortunately, causes a sense of euphoria by cutting off the brain's oxygen supply. These kids are using scarves. They're using belts. And then it's supposed to get loosened right before the participant passes out. They think over 1,000 people have died doing this since 1934. And in medical journals, this was documented back in 1951. Many people think when they see the child or they see the adult that it was a suicide. And they don't realize that this is a form of recreation. And I guess it's been called the quote-unquote good kids high. And I guess teenagers, 13 counts, is when many of them unfortunately start to engage in these high-risk behaviors. So it's a shame. It's tragic. And you need to know what your kids are doing. You know, I you know, my kids live in an age now where they're a lot more, I guess, they're lucky. I mean, they're more affluent than I ever was. I had to share a room with my brother and sister. One time we had to share a mattress, a bed. Never really had my own room. There was a couple years when we had some good years, and I remember actually having my own room. And it was like, wow. But we weren't allowed to close the door. Unless we were changing, we weren't allowed to close the door. The door had to stay open. Parents had to know that nothing was, you know, illicit going on. No computers by any means. No TV. We didn't have money for a TV or a computer in the room. And now these kids have their own rooms. They have their own computers. So you don't know what they're watching. You don't know who's, you know, getting into their head. All these kids are hooked up to their little, you know, earbuds. Now, I mean, when I was in the 80s, okay, you had a Walkman. And that Walkman, you could still hear the song. My parents could hear the Def Leppard. They could hear the Rush. They could hear the Bon Jovi. They could hear the Van Halen. All right, coming through the foam ear cover, right, Walkman thing. Now, these kids are sitting here and, you know, they're staring right at you and you think they're listening to you. And no, they're listening to something on YouTube. Or they're listening to their friends. Or they're listening to... And so you don't even have their attention. You have absolutely no way, you know, to get through to them. And so, you know, unless you take everything away, you really can't control things getting into their heads. And I think we don't spend enough time and we don't spend enough research and care looking at child suicide, teenage suicide, or teenagers doing stupid things causing them to die. And I don't know, everybody wants a high. Everybody wants a challenge. Everybody wants, I don't know, to do what everybody else is doing, saying, I did that. You know, I told you years ago, you know, some of my, one of my patients, you know, had a daughter, and the daughter came in, and this has been replicated many times by other teenagers, but I was shocked because, you know, I asked her, you know, because she was talking about birth control, and I go, well, when are you planning to have sex? She goes, well, I better not be a virgin after I'm 16. So I'm definitely going to make sure I have sex before I'm 16. Why? Why is that a why is that a goal? Why is that, you know, mandated? Nobody's a virgin anymore. Really? You kidding me? I mean, this is how they're thinking. All right. Things have to be done. Things have to be achieved by a certain age. And it's high risk behavior. So parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, know what your kids are doing. You know, search their searches. These kids know how to erase them. But you got to be aware because this is sad. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF-42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF-53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. Well, yeah, I am very, very happy about this news. I am just in a good mood today. Not just because it's my anniversary, but I am very, very happy about this news. We finally have the U.S. Task Force agree with me Now, if you guys remember, this isn't a pop quiz, okay? I haven't given you guys a pop quiz in a long time. Trust me, a pop quiz is coming, especially after the first of the year, because you guys have not been paying attention. You guys are texting while I'm teaching you. You're passing notes. You're rolling your eyes at me when I talk. Trust me, you guys are going to be getting one hell of a pop quiz, and when it comes, it's going to be like, pop! But listen, which group of pharmaceuticals is my absolute favorite? No, not the vaginitis medication. Come on, people, think. Statins. Statin medications. Statin medications that help lower cholesterol. I am so excited. And guess what? Okay? The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force issued a draft recommendation. I guess somebody's got to check it for typos. For people who have, okay, a risk for a heart attack or stroke, you just go on it from ages 40 to 75. So you have a 10% increased risk of heart attack or stroke in the next 10 years. You go on the statin medication, whether it's Lipitor or Crestor or Zocor. I don't know, Pravastatin or Torvastatin, those are the brand names. Simvastatin. I mean, thank God, and the reason why I say that is because my patients who take their medications faithfully, they don't have heart attacks. These medications to me are very magical. They are. I love the statin medications. All right, and I think it's about time that the U.S. Preventive Task Force realizes that these could be very, very preventative. Yeehaw! Now, of course, you have some doctors going, some people out there going, wait, hold the phone. And you're like, okay, what? There are side effects. Of course, there's side effects. There's side effects to everything. Okay, yeah, there's side effects. So we watch it. I say start a low dose. I do an eensy weensy, teeny weeny, yellow polka dot bikini, tiny dose. Okay, I know a lot of doctors will put you on 20 milligrams, 40 milligrams of Lipitor right away, especially if they're really worried about your heart risk, and I don't blame them. But for those of you on the fence, going, well, I don't know, I go, well, then let's try it. While you're so busy thinking and contemplating and researching, which I don't blame you, let's try a teeny weeny baby dose, like maybe a 5 milligram or a 10 milligram, and see how you do. Do you get any muscle aches? Do the liver enzymes, creep up at all? Alright, is it even lowering your cholesterol? And then what I do is I bring them back in 4 weeks and we look at the levels. And I gotta tell you, 95% of my patients are like, wow. The other 5% lose their insurance because of Obamacare issues. Okay? But I've never had a person, stop the low, low dose because they had major side effects. So, I'm a huge fan of low dose, baby dose. Like baby teeny weeny dose. We call them wussy doses. In fact, there's actually a term that some of us doctors call it. And I have no problem saying that to patients. You had a big, huge guy, coming in. And, I show them the little baby sized pill. Big football player, linebacker build going, I don't know if I should take this little pill because I don't want to get a side effect. I go, your butt was beat up in football. I know your wife. She's verbally beating you up. I see your kids, all right? I know you got the big, huge German Shepherd that's, taking poops in your house, and you're afraid of this little tiny baby pill? All right, I'm going to do it. And then they do it, and they're like, okay, good job. So I'm happy with that. All right, so I guess the USPSTF, the United States Preventative Task Force Services, Preventive Services Task Force. I knew there was a letter in there. Use the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology method for calculating your risk. Now, they say people with no signs, symptoms, history of cardiovascular disease could still be at risk for having a heart attack or stroke. See, everybody says, look, there's no heart disease in the family, so I'm in the clear. Well, I have the type of family that never goes to the doctor. I love my dad to death and may he rest in peace, but he was never sick until the day he died. And then the family was like, huh, what, huh? I knew he had high cholesterol, but he didn't want to do anything about it. He never told anybody. So nobody in the family would say, yeah, he had a risk of this, No, because, he didn't tell anybody. Nobody knew. Never went to the doctor. So just because there's no heart disease risk, as a medical provider, I have to really, really dig deep. Okay, how old were you when Dad died? Dad died when he was 50. Why? Oh, we don't know. My mom doesn't know. Nobody knows. He just, you know, didn't wake up one day. Was it a drug overdose? Was it a heart attack? Was it, well, we don't know. At that point, you know, whenever you guys don't know, I will assume that there's some sort of heart disease. That's how I do that. If you have high cholesterol, if you have diabetes, if you smoke, if you have high blood pressure, these are all factors for heart disease. And remember, they were talking about short stature, short men could also be at high risk for heart disease. All right, so the task force, based on its recommendation on 18 clinical trials, use of statin use with adults over 40, find people between ages 40 and 75 with a risk factor of cardiovascular disease. So here they say high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, have a 7.5% risk of having a cardiovascular event in the next 10 years. The biggest preventative effect, though, was seen with people with a 10% risk. And the statins are nice. I like the statins. So I'm pretty excited about this. You know, finally having the government on board means maybe insurance companies will pay for it. And maybe you guys will start coming to the doctor, which would be kind of nice. Now, this was an interesting study that kind of worried a lot of people. They say sudden cardiac arrest may follow missed warning signs. When somebody dies of a heart attack or has a sudden heart attack, everybody goes, I can't believe it didn't happen. There were no warning signs. But when my dad died, my mom said, you know something? A couple months prior, he had this weird dizzy spell. He just kind of fell. And he was like, I'm fine. I don't know what that was. And he wouldn't go to the doctor. My guess is that was a mini heart attack. So many people with sudden cardiac arrest might have actually gotten shortness of breath when they were playing with the grandkid or had an episode of chest pain and never told anybody or nobody thought that something was going on. They say roughly half the time, get this is important. Okay, roughly half the time, they say patients may experience warning signs in the 4 weeks before their heart stops. And for nearly all who do, the symptoms tend to recur in the 24 hours before their heart stops. So sometimes you got a month, sometimes you don't. Is that spooky? So all of you guys think back. If one of your family members was complaining of dizziness, complaining of getting into a sweat, having some sort of a shortness of breath or palpitation period or something, that could have been a mini heart attack. And what's a heart attack is when you lose, you know, blood flow to part of the heart. Your heart needs everything working right for it to do what it has to do. It's a magnificent organ. You got the electrical current. You got the electrical current charging the muscle. Then you got the beat that goes ba-boom, right? And it has to beat a certain rhythm. And that heart muscle has to have everything working perfectly. You start to lose blood supply to one of the muscles, like especially your left anterior descending artery or some of your circumflex, you start to lose blood supply to some of that muscle. That muscle then can't deal with the electrical charge, and the dying muscle sure the hell won't pump. Sometimes your heart just stops. It goes, I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm just going to stop. And that's how a heart attack happens. So, you guys have to take this stuff seriously. I had my medical student with me, and one of my patients, who I've seen off and on throughout the years and who's seen a cardiologist, is away, now lives out of state. He has a heart attack. Cholesterol normal. EKG normal. And I told him, you got to be seeing your cardiologist all the time. I don't care how normal your tests are. And healthy looking guy, but this stuff happens. 1-877-DR-DELLY. Don't go away.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.